Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. This just in, the president of the University of Pennsylvania has voluntarily resigned. The announcement comes amid national scrutiny over Liz McGill's remarks at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism on college campuses. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with the latest on the conflict in the Middle East.
As Israel continues its battle against Hamas, the UN says Gaza is reaching the point of no return. Rescuers picked through rubble in the southern city of Khan Yunis after an Israeli airstrike. CBS cameras captured when a crowd rushed a UN truck, desperate for deliveries of water.
The situation is simply becoming untenable.
At the UN in New York, the U.S. vetoed a Security Council resolution calling for an end to the fighting.
The U.S. is arguing for humanitarian pauses instead. Now to some major sports news.
There's a drive! Gets the Angels on the board with his 30th home run.
He's the most sought-after free agent in Major League Baseball, and he's heading to the L.A. Dodgers. WFAN Radio's JR on the massive $700 million 10-year contract.
It's Shohei Ohtani. We are paying him $35 million to be a hitter. We're paying him $35 million per to also be a pitcher. We know that he's making this money in the first year, even though he's not going to throw a baseball. And I think it's clear as day.
The Texas Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a pregnant woman from having an emergency abortion after a lower court ruled she could. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The state's attorney general is among the most aggressive political figures in the nation, championing the Dobbs decision. It's no surprise that he would immediately appeal the decision granting emergency relief to perform an abortion.
A possible tornado touchdown in Clarksville, Alabama this afternoon, about 60 miles north of Mobile. The Clark County 911 operation confirms to CBS News there are injuries and significant damage. Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass tells us millions are bracing for severe storms.
Now towards Pittsburgh, you've got the 95 corridor with temperatures in the 50s, so it's all rain. And then eventually the winds get really strong Sunday night into Monday, gusting as high as hurricane strength. And that's going to allow that cold air to come in on the backside, resulting in snowfall for the high elevations, the interior sections of the Northeast.
So where are all the Gen Zers living these days? According to a study by Smart Asset, Ann Arbor, Michigan was the top place they moved to in the past year. Also popular, Provo, Utah, and Boulder, Colorado. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast tonight with snow showers likely. Lows around 25. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
Sync Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, 3 Madison locations, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassandGifts.com. And by The Ethical Trade Company, goods for a better world. Located on Madison's east side or find them online at EthicalTradeCO.com. Let's kick off our Saturday night with a double dip of Dusty Bow. This is Ready. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Says you're loud and you roar. Whoa. I got thunder pumping in my bones. All this time I've been putting in, now I'm gonna teach you a lesson today. Blood's burning hot like a firestorm. Whoa.
Maxine on Civic Media, we are local music. That is a double dip of Dusty Bow as Bandit Ready before that. Dusty did an interview with Terry Barr a while back. You can catch that podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. He's a nationally touring artist and he rocks. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. Jimmy K here. Rocker's here. Good evening, Rocker. How are you?
What's happening, Jimmy?
It's great to see you, brother. What's new?
Oh, man, it's an awesome night here. It's just so busy watching a Krampus parade going through here on State Street before.
I missed the Krampus.
You missed the Krampus?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's, all these crazy people with like horns and... It's pretty nutty.
I love that.
A lot of action down on State Street tonight.
The studio here is definitely buzzing. There's a lot of stuff happening in-house tonight.
If you had
cameras, you'd be pretty impressed.
Yeah.
But Rocker, we do have a really good show tonight. What's coming up, man?
Wow, Jimmy. Tonight, Ethical Trade Company, Manuel, and they're going to be in here talking about Ethical Trade Company and what they do and how they've helped people around the world get out of the slave trade and the sex industry with products, making art. And the Brash Menagerie, Jason and Becca and Deegan are going to be in here. I have to remember all their names. They're going to be telling us about their new music. Diana Jones, she's driving in here from Milwaukee tonight. She's a guitarist, a singer-songwriter, and she's also going to be playing in the Live in the Lair coming up in March. So we'll hear all about her new stuff. And Live in the Lair, Jimmy, tonight, Elizabeth Mary with the whole band.
That's going to be great. The band's already set up and kind of pre-checked here. Elizabeth Mary's playing in another Evansville show right now.
Yeah, yeah. She's going to be racing here after she gets out of her gig. She's going to walk in, plug in, and boom, the band's going to go.
Do we have the Dane County Sheriff Escort set up for Elizabeth Mary?
No, Jimmy. Do we have the
Civic Media helicopter on standby for Elizabeth Mary?
That's on its way.
Okay. Very good. Want to make sure. We got heavy after the Lair tonight, Rocker.
And, that's right.
We're going to talk with Else. They dropped a new EP this week, actually. And we're going to talk with the band tonight at 10:30, plus Essential Last Crack with a twist. We're playing bands from the Last Crack family tree at 11 o'clock tonight, Rocker.
Nice. I love that, Jimmy. That there are so many great bands that came out of Last Crack. And, of course, Paul Schluter. Mm-hmm. Is married to Elizabeth Mary. So yep. Paul Schluter from Last Crack in the studio tonight in the Lair.
And the band I'm playing tonight for Last Crack, I'll just tell you right now, is Good Morning V.
Oh,
that
yes.
Schluter was the guitarist for.
That's right. That's true. Hey, let me just tell you about a couple of shows that I think that are coming up live in the Lair, Jimmy.
Okay.
We have on right before Christmas on the 23rd, Katie Powderly coming in from the East Coast and Kelsey Miles. It's going to be two live in the Lairs in one night. Kelsey is up here from Kansas City. And she's going to be recording in the studio with her band. She's going to jump out of the studio, come here, and play in the Lair.
It's a double dip Lair.
A double dip Lair. And lots of other good stuff coming up. I mean, it's just amazing. Blame It on Kane, The Almas, The Listening Party from Milwaukee, Joe Richter, Secret Menu, the UW Mad Hatters are coming up, Kalen Cole, Diana Jones Band, Butterbrick. I mean, the list is huge, Jimmy.
Nice. I think you can see the schedule right now at maxincradio.com. And, of course, we'll just keep on listening every week. You'll get all the details. So I got a funny story. Last night, I took the dogs out, stepped out on the deck. Dog shot out the window, and I just happened to look up in the sky, in the west sky. And there was probably about 20 bright lights in perfect line of each other. It looked like a spaceship. And I was like, what is this? You know,
UFO?
It turned out to be Starlink, the Elon Musk.
Oh, yes.
Stuffy thing. What is it, for internet or something like that?
Internet satellites, yes. They travel in a line of satellites.
It was amazing, but scary when I didn't realize what it was at first. I thought the world was coming to an end right there. I'm like, well, going to watch the dog poop for the last time. Here it comes, you know?
Wow.
It Contact. Was crazy. Have you ever seen it? Do you like it?
Well, I haven't seen it in person yet. I have seen the space station cruise over, which is more of a tiny little dot.
Right,
but
right.
I've seen videos of Starlink, though, so I know what it looks like. If I saw it, I would say, oh, there's Starlink, but I haven't had the opportunity like that the other night. I was right on the north side of Madison.
Yeah, yeah, it was my backyard. I posted a video. I only caught, like, the last couple of minutes of it. It was crazy, though, and that's how I found out it was Starlink. My buddy Allie chimed in and said, oh, that's the Elon Musk 5G.
No biggie, Jimmy. We're going to still be here tomorrow.
Put the aluminum hat on quick. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Love to hear your Starlink stories. Has it sucked the intelligence out of your brain yet?
I want to know about it. Let's do some work right now. This is Embers. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Raincoat and galoshes on. Clock ticks, but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop. I stoke the fire. Recall a tune. Swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Buzzing bills. Meanwhile, I'm on the ground, spinning yet remaining still. At that time, the rhyme arrived, swooping down and open wide. And then it all went dark. Now here I am. Clockwise, counterclockwise, unpinned verses.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
to be irrational, to hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable, instead of running red beneath my claws.
Sometimes it hurts thinking how it used to be. All those times I let you in, knowing you're no good for me. And yeah, I know we've had some good times, but when I have a little too much, it always turns into a fight. And yeah, it's true, I thought about picking you up again. There's an angel on my left with the one on my right, saying, come on, baby, just one more night. And so I open that door, knowing damn well tomorrow when you're gone, I'll be feeling like hell, wondering why that taste on my lips has a hold on me. I should put you down, you're like a disease. But lately I've been letting you in, whiskey, my old friend. But there's this ghost saying I can't. get my old friend.
Whiskey, my old friend. That's Jenna Jane on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Jenna Jane, of course, from the Eagle, Wisconsin, Northern Wisconsin. And man, she's got a bunch of stuff happening, rocker, and you should definitely follow her on social media. She's going to have an explosive 2024, I have a feeling.
Well, and one of the things is she's going to be playing right here in the lair. We are we're in negotiations right now.
Negotiations.
For another lair appearance.
Jenna, hold out for the Civic Media helicopter. Hold out for it. Make it happen. Amelia Ford before that, happy now. Amelia Ford was just in the lair not long ago. You can catch that podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Terry Barr is unfortunately off again tonight, but she'll be back soon with us. KJ is in studio right now, but she's doing a special assignment. We can't tell you what that is. Top secret, Rocker.
Confidential.
We want you to be part of the show as well. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. I want to know if you've seen Starlink. Did it freak you out as much as it freaked me out when I saw it last night? I shot a video of it. I put it on Facebook. It was just the last second of it. You know, there was 20 times more stars in the Starlink before the video was shot.
And it moves fast.
It was fast, yeah.
I mean, you know, you'd think that would maybe be something kind of slow or, you know, the distance, but no.
So it's internet. It provides internet, correct?
Yeah,
it
provides internet to places where they, you know, they can't run wires. Hmm. You know, really remote areas of the world are able to get internet because of Starlink.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's good. I mean, Elon, he's been kind of a D-bag as of late, but that's at least cool, right?
Well, I guess that's pretty cool. But then, you know, I guess there's kind of some people who worry about like, well, we're trying to, you know, use a telescope to take a picture here.
Right.
And this is causing some, you know, light noise and different things like that. So, you know.
You know the movie Encino Man? What's the guy, the guy who thawed out from the Ice Age? Can you imagine if he saw Skylink in the sky coming through and disappear and stuff? What do you think his reaction would be?
God.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot. Oh! My God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in.
Is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything.
Everything. Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans. For Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison, it's time for Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the sixth-ranked Badgers wrap up the first semester facing number 17 Penn State. Jason Jennings, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Ian Perrin back tonight, former Badgers assistant coach and defenseman. I'm Brian Posick. And boy, I tell you something, Ian, we've got a tough act to follow after last night with Paul Brown and Bill Howard back calling the game, the Badgers 6-3 victory over Penn State.
Yeah, I was a little worried when they had to take their vitamin break between the second and third period. What's that? What is that called? Well, senior citizen vitamins or whatever. What is that? I have to take my such and such so I can make it through the rest of the night.
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Bill is was very adamant about the fact that 8 o'clock start. I'm usually in bed by 9, so I was very pleased that he was able to last the duration of the game.
Yeah, and Paul did a great job. We thank both of them, and I know the fans were treated to some great hockey too. The Badgers 1-6-3. Carson Bantle had a hat trick. William Whitelaw scored a couple of times. Kyle McClellan got the win in goal. Badgers have won 4 in a row. They're 13-4, 7-2 in the Big Ten. And you know, if you go 13-5 in the first half, nobody knew what this team was about, what Coach Hastings would bring to this program. There was an idea, but to be 13-5 possibly, or how about being 14-4? Obviously, you'd rather take that than the latter. But nevertheless, it's been a very good first semester for this squad, and it would be nice to see them go out with one more win before Christmas.
Combination of two, three things, I guess. First and foremost, I would say that the establishment is Kyle McClellan as the premier goalie for the Badgers. That's a big, big issue that you can have somebody you can depend on when you're first-year coach and you know that you've got the back door covered every time you turn around, and Kyle has been answered the call every time. Secondly, the transfer portal. I think that had Coach Hastings had to come up with 5 or 6 more freshmen rather than Sillier and Simon Tassie and that type of situation, might have been a little bit different story. But the transfer portal has been good to them by every stretch of the imagination. And thirdly, as evident by last night, Carson Bantle has hands.
Yes, he does.
And I was sitting at the game with Rob Vogel last night, and he said, you know what would have happened last year? He would have been raising his hands in the air, not in celebration, but in frustration. But all three of the goals he scored were big-time goals. So I think maybe he's found himself. I don't know. But that's an answer when an upperclassman who struggled to score can pot a hat trick on Wisconsin night. That's even more irony.
Meanwhile, Penn State 9-6-3, 2-4-3 in the league. Came into last night's game averaging 42 shots on goal, but held 14 below that average. They still potted 3 last night against McClellan. Tonight, Mike Hastings going with freshman William Grama in goal, his Big Ten debut. Meanwhile, Guy Gadowski will start his veteran goaltender, Liam Soulier. It's the Badgers and the Nittany Lions, and we'll hear from Coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with snow showers likely. Lows around 25. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 32. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Council.
We're at the Kohl Center in Madison. Final game of the first semester. The Wisconsin Badgers take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Wisconsin, a 6-3 win last night. Head coach Mike Hastings joins us. That was a solid effort for your club last night, wasn't it?
It was a good home win. We needed that. I thought it was important for us to get off to a good start. We did. Really, some individual efforts. Line effort by the usual for us. Lindmark and Bantle. And Horbach made a major impact on the game. And then, you know, we had some depth scoring. Our young guys finished a few pucks, with Whitelaw getting two and Finley getting one. And we spread the offense around a little bit and did a decent job at protecting our goaltender. Yeah.
You said afterwards of the Lindmark, Horbach, Bantle line, no disrespect, but they're ditch diggers. So can you, would you like to have 12 ditch diggers, or are three enough?
Well, I should really clarify that a little bit. That ditch diggers mentality that, you know what, yeah, maybe it's something that not everybody aspires to do when they get out of the business world. Yeah. They have to be, the work has to be done. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to have fields that are going to drain and be able to grow something, you have to have somebody that's willing to go and do the dirty work. And that group just does every day. Now, we all have, you know, holes in us as people, and same thing as hockey players. Everybody's got strengths and some weaknesses. But that group, as a combination, collectively, all three of them, they really bring a lot to the table in a unit of three. You've got talent down the middle that can distribute. You've got a big power forward in Bantle on the left. And on the right, you've got a guy that's nothing but energy and is a really pain to play against because he plays at such a high pace. Mm-hmm. Every single time he's out there, you can count on that. And so that line really works well off of each other, and I think they've been very successful for us this year.
I suppose their teammates can learn from them too, right?
Absolutely. And you know, you try to distribute that. It's, you're not out there with a pom-pom saying, hey, look at them. It's just you keep throwing them over the boards because they're doing the things that you need to have to be successful. And so you want to make sure and reward that. And the best way a coach can reward a player or a line is by giving them more minutes.
Badgers and Penn State tonight. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin and Penn State tonight. Face-off coming up just a little bit after 7 o'clock or so. Talking with Carson Bantle after the game last night, Mike, he talked about his confidence. He's even more confident this year. He's stronger this year. He's more upright on his skates. He's better on his skates. He oftentimes fell down and would take himself out of plays last year, and he admitted as much. But he also credited Tom Inkrott, your strength and conditioning coach, who not only with Carson Bantle has done a really nice job with all your boys.
Yeah, he has. And first and foremost, that goes back to the players, because you can have all the direction you want. They've got to do the work. And Tommy's very good at connecting with them as people first, listening to them on their wants, showing them maybe some ways of getting to their needs of what they have to do to get to that want. And so, you know, Carson's done the majority of the work, Tommy and him together. Carson nutritionally with Grace. You know, we're trying to utilize everything that we have here at the university, and those guys have really taken a hold of that and put the work in. And I like how Bance is starting to play. He's doing a better job with his stick, so he's more balanced when he goes into confrontations. And like you said, you love to hear a guy say that he's got a lot of confidence.
Yeah. Penn State scored 3 last night, but defensively you were really good. Where were you good?
I thought we did a decent job. I think we gave up 5 outnumbered rushes last night. We're still trying to figure that out a little bit, but that's a good number for us from what it has been in the past. So that's 1. 2, for the most part, we stayed out of the box. You know, and when you've got a power play that's 11th in the country, to not give them multiple looks, multiple opportunities, that's going to play in your favor if you can find a way to kill the ones you take and not extend minutes and get guys tired. And so that's the second piece. And then I thought we had a pretty good commitment level at getting to and through people, finishing our bumps, keeping them on the outside, playing on the inside, and, you know, did a decent job of not having a lot of second and thirds that Kyle had to deal with.
Sure. Same lineup tonight, except in goal. You're going with freshman William Grandma, and he was pretty impressive in his debut a couple of weeks back.
Yeah, and, you know, he's done a really good job at preparation. The guys love him, and not just because of his personality, but his work ethic really is second to none. And so he's earned the opportunity. The last opportunity he had, he took advantage of. We're hoping that'll happen again tonight.
That's Mike Hastings. Wisconsin and Penn State here at the Kohl Center in just a bit. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more. The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin and Penn State tonight. Nittany Lions started the season 5-1 under 12th-year coach Guy Gadowski, then went winless in six games before winning 4 of 5 until last night when the Badgers beat Penn State 6-3. Penn State averaging about 4 goals per game. Their power play about 23%. Their penalty kill a little shaky. Their goaltending has been hasn't been good. Let's put it that way. Noah Grannon last night, sophomore from Germantown, Wisconsin, gave up 6 goals on 32 shots. Liam Soulier, who was really good as a junior last year, this season has an .864 save percentage and a .313 goals against average. This is an offensive team. That's what Penn State is. I mean, but, they've had a freshman line that was quiet last night for the most part. Their top two goal scorers, Aiden Fink, who's a freshman, former Wisconsin recruit, and Ryan Kerwin, both have 9 goals this season, combined for 2 shots on goal last night. Badgers did a decent job against their top guns.
I only saw one of those two. I saw Ryan Kerwin when he played for the Gamblers. Yeah, yep. He played in Green Bay for the Gamblers. He was an electrifying young man. Neither one of those guys are, take the game by themselves. You know, we talk about Cruz Lucius all the time, and if he wanted to stick handle through the entire team, he probably could. Neither one of these guys can do that. They might out-quick you. They might out-muscle you, but for some reason, they're just you get caught in a funk, I guess, is the best way to do it, best way to describe it. And when they're in a funk, they're really in a funk. But it won't be long until they break out of that kind of drought or whatever it is. But on the same token, I say the same thing about Soulier. He was phenomenal last year. Yep. I couldn't believe that he lost his job. I mean, basically, that's technically what's happened, is that he's lost his job to the young man from Germantown. And I don't know what's going on, but anybody who looks at college hockey from the outside in, or Big Ten hockey in particular, this is a team that has to win 7-6. They're not going to win 2-1. Don't care how many years Guy Gadowski is behind that bench. They're going to have to win 7-6, not 2-1, because they're just not defensive-minded enough.
In fact, last weekend, Penn State earned a series split with Minnesota by beating the Gophers 6-3. Wisconsin and Penn State will give you a look at the rest of the Big Ten and set the lineups prior to face-off in about 10 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. you'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Well, it looks like Michigan State's going to be in first place at the semester break. The Spartans lead Notre Dame 2-0 midway through the third in East Lansing. Spartans off to an 11-4-2 start this season. 1 point ahead of Wisconsin in the league standings. Notre Dame is dropped to fourth. Minnesota now in third. 6 points off the pace. Gophers played Ohio State tonight after a 5-4 win there last night. The Wisconsin women earned a split at Minnesota, winning 5-1 today. Lacey Eden, a couple of goals for Mark Johnson's squad. Let's take a look at the UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. The Badgers in pretty good shape. Again, sophomore defenseman Tyson Jugnoff left the program earlier this week to go to major juniors. Healthy scratches tonight, Sam Stang, Owen Mellenbacher, and Sawyer Scholl. And the quick trip lineups tonight, we'll start with Penn State in goal. It's Liam Soulier, the 5'11 senior from Brampton, Ontario, 6'3-1, a 313 goals against, an 864 save percentage. Soulier, by the way, in his career against Wisconsin is 4-2 with a 185 goals against and a 938 save percentage. That is very, very impressive.
He was so good because, and again, as we talked about, they're such an offensive mind team. They leave him hanging out to dry every so often, and he was equal to the task in the last six games that we've seen anyway.
Starting defenseman for Penn State, Dylan Grattan, a sophomore from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Junior Simon Mack out of Brockville, Ontario. And on top, they list Carson Dick with Alex Cervano and Tyler Paquette as their number one line. Those three combined for two of Penn State's three goals last night. Cervano lit the lamp. He's a sophomore from Gibsonia, Pennsylvania. Paquette, a senior from Collegeville, PA, scored his fourth of the year. Another former Green Bay Gambler. Guy Godowski loves Green Bay Gamblers. Cervano, Paquette, you mentioned Kerwin before. He's got five or six on his squad.
Yeah, and I don't know what the pipeline is, but I'm willing to say that if you're the junior coach there and you see how successful your former players have been and they're going there and they're having good success, if they're coming looking for another kid, you're saying, okay, look, you're going to play with three or four of your old teammates. These are the successes that they've had. And I'll be honest with you, if I was a kid like Kerwin who just knows how to score, I'd be going to Penn State before I'd be going to any place else because they're just all offensive-minded.
And Ryan Kerwin, 13 goals as a freshman. He had 8 goals, 17 points as a sophomore. He's got 9 goals, 17 points this season. Keep an ear open for Matt DiMarcico, Reese Lawback, and Aiden Fink, the freshman line for Penn State. Those three have combined for 15 goals and 36 points in the last 11 games. In goal for Wisconsin tonight is William Grama, the freshman from Stockholm, 6'4". Fella was fantastic against Alaska Anchorage on November 25th, a 25-save shutout in his Badgers debut. He makes his Big Ten debut tonight. How short is the leash if William gets in trouble?
against a team like Penn State, it's probably a lot shorter than it is against anybody else, to be honest with you, because the way that they'll score on him, he's so fundamentally sound in my book. The way that they'll score on him is if there's defensive lapses and people get loan breaks or whatever the case may be.
Starting defenseman for Wisconsin, Daniel Lodge, 6'5", junior from Altoona, and Anthony Kerr, the senior from Winnipeg. Kerr had a helper last night, 3 shots on goal, plus 2. He's having a solid senior season. And the forward line tonight leading off, and it's been this way for a while now, is fifth-year centerman Owen Lindmark, 7 goals, 12 points. Right winger is Jack Horbach, the sophomore, both Lindmark and Horbach from Naperville. Horbach matched his point total from a year ago. He's got 8. And Carson Bantle, 7 goals this season, 3 coming last night in the Badgers' 6-3 win over Penn State. Mike Hastings, Badgers, Guy Gadowski's Nittany Lions. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Barry Pachmara, Nicholas Bett, Dan Cohen, and Nicholas Bradshaw, the referees tonight. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just a couple of minutes away. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year.
At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.